Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us today, Neff?
I should not laugh, yeah.
Wrong with
Church
you.
Brought me my glove, but I didn't have healing power. Today's title is Me and My Jesus. Let's go, cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a sister.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call. It seems that a lot of them are complaining about Sunday services that go on and wanted for me to give you a call on their behalf so that we can see if we can address the problem and talk to you diligently as possible and try to get the problem rectified.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like that... a lot of members are complaining.
I'm sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is ma'am. I'm not actually a member of the church. I've just been the one that they've been asked to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectified that they have as far as you are concerned.
Now, okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, and it seems to be going on every Sunday. You running up and down the aisle, and you shouting all over the place. And it's
I've been singled out about my shouting. Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service, and that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting the way people run up and down them aisles every Sunday and almost turn cartwheels and flips, and they singling me out complaining about me?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the one that they say is the one that's doing them.
How am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they're saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God. They can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
what you... I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Whew, Jesus. Sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you something. Are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
I feel like if I want to run up and down this street right now. I can run up and down this street and praise God. But they're not going to tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved is what we – see, ma'am, let me go ahead and go further on what they
– I move how the spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
go ahead. What they told you?
If we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Let them ask me. Jesus. Let them ask me. Why would they want me to leave the church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down around the church. I may even turn me some flips where I'm at.
Now, listen.
I'm going to be there
on Sunday, ma'am. And I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You're going to have to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You're in the way
of. You know what? If they come trying to sit me down, I'm going to give them a word and it ain't going to be a God.
So,
now, let them put their hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
I'm telling you that now. You could say, I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, scream, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. This past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it, and you're
watch
not finna
it.
Do it this Sunday.
And I'm telling you, can tell the urchins, the deacon board, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right about the spirit and swing on them. I'm telling you that now. Because, see, sir, you done really pushed me that. I done tried my best.
Well, let me ask you this here.
I tried to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my old ways, and you really finna me off. That's what you finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the one that's...
The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calling me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised it up.
You
done raised it up in me, too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you're going to sit your in that pew, and you ain't going to...
You call yourself a man of God. You cuss me, come on, sit my in the pew. Okay, all right. All right, we going to see how well my sitting in that pew. Matter of fact, first thing Sunday morning, I'm going to pastor. Oh, yeah. And your deacon, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I'm going to tell them about it. Y'all better, however gave you my number, you need to lose it.
I would be talking to pastor myself and letting him know about this situation. You don't
now,
talk. You don't.
Pastor, we can call pastor right now. We can get pastor on freeway.
You don't talk to pastor. I talk to pastor.
I talk to pastor. I done been at this church 15 years, like I said.
See, just like this here, you see how you calling
Jesus,
on him and you standing?
Jesus. Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
Well, you know what? You better say it real quick because you finna talk to this operator.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girl.
I'm gonna kick my butt.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I got one more thing, baby. Let me ask you something. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Church folks are the best. You know what I'm saying? When you
play too much,
when you prank church folk about they Jesus.
Are you proud of that? Are you proud?
Yes. When you get church folk cussing and about to cuss, what you talking about, girl? Mm-hmm. What you talking about?
Oh, goodness. You know, my mom, would just get on her nerves. Why does Tommy mess with the church people all the time?
For those of you that think the gospel has gone too far, this is it right here, man. This is what it's about. More than a conqueror. Come on.
Yeah. I just...
I pranked Kirk once. Oh, did I tell you I pranked Kirk?
Did you think you told us that?
I pranked Kirk. I got Kirk good.
You proud of yourself? You pranking
I'm
gospel
proud.
Singers?
Very proud.
No. Folks in the church?
Got Kirk. Got Isaac. Marvin Sapp. Keep your eyes open because I'm coming your way, baby, when you least expect it.
All people pretty close to God, Tommy. You sure be pranking
God. Okay. Now, I won't. But see, Steve won't give me the number. That's who I want.
All right. Well, thank God that's over.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.